Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
The Business of Whiskey Masterclass is brought to you by Whiskey Live 2025. Get your tickets now, whiskeylive.co.za. If you haven't been listening to the show by now, you might have been missing out on the fantastic conversations we've been having for weeks on end. Essentially, Whiskey Live is taking place on the 13th and 15th of November, right through to that week. And this is where you'll have an opportunity to actively participate and engage with some of the world's best whiskey producers in the country and the globe. They'll give you an opportunity not only to, you know, sip, swirl, enjoy your favorite beverage, but they'll also give you some insight into how these whiskies are produced, the business insights into the value chain, how it is that they partner and distribute across the globe, and of course contribute to employment in key markets and the economy as a consequence. Someone who has been following this and has been in the industry for years on end, actively participating as a leader and manager of key brands at different entities, and currently serves as the regional sales manager for Halewood, a company that in itself houses a number of whiskies, but also a few, ciders, whiskies, gins that many of us might be familiar with, if you consider Musgrave and the likes of a Belgravia, just to name a few. Now, these aren't whiskies, but he's going to tell us more about the whiskies that they do have under their label in just a moment. That is Stephen Thabolebile. Stephen, welcome to the show and thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. And hello to all your listeners. It's amazing to be here.
It's fantastic to be with you, sir. I guess for many who aren't familiar with Halewood, as I looked at your website earlier today, I thought, my goodness, this is a considerable number of brands that many South Africans interact with and buy and enjoy. But perhaps on a whiskey side, this is where you can indulge us to help us unpack the kind of whiskies that you'll be bringing to the Whiskey Live 2025.
So to Whiskey Live 2025, we're bringing our Irish range, three Irish whiskies, which is Pogue's Irish whiskey. It comes in a classy black premium bottle with a modern look that calls for attention and basically challenges the status quo. And then the other one that we've got is Peaky Blind, the Irish whiskey. Comes in an oval bottle, transparent, and allows you to see the amazing liquid. I say it's got a lot of swag. Mm-hmm. And then the third one is Galston Irish whiskey. The bottle is old school, if I call it that. Typical old Irish school bottle dating back to the 1800s. Definitely keeping it authentic.
I see.
So those are the three that we bring in.
Spoken like a true marketer here, Stephen, right? For us to actually envision what the bottles look like and imagine the taste. But as you've mentioned, these are three Irish whiskies. And I think that also it allows us to, you know, delve into the history around the licensing, the procurement of these particular whiskies, rich in Irish culture, and perhaps their relationship and partnership they have with a business like Halewood, which finds itself in South Africa.
Absolutely.
Talk us through that, you know, just in terms of the particular selection from Ireland and how that speaks and meets the needs of the South African consumer.
So basically, the great things about our Irish range is that, I mean, like all Irish whiskies, they're triple distilled. They allow anybody who's new into the whiskey market to enjoy a whiskey which is smooth. And because it's triple distilled, it makes it for an easier sipping whiskey. Which, as a result of that, you know, the Irish, they don't use peat like the Scottish. So in terms of our markets and that, I believe that it's a whiskey. We've got an array of whiskeys that suit all types of people from all walks of lives. Mm.
From a business perspective, I'm assuming that none of this is produced in South Africa, or are there aspects and avenues that speak to the whiskey value chain that do have ripple effects into the South African economy?
So in terms of when you talk from the economy, they're all being Irish, they must be produced in Ireland, bottled in Ireland, and so forth. But when you look at the value chain in terms of the imports of the whiskies, what we contribute towards the tax, in terms of the people that basically from the ports, if you follow the chain, from the ports where it's received, from the warehouse, loading onto the trucks, taking it into the stores, I mean, that is creating a lot of employment in terms of the South African market and contributing to the economy.
You have been in the industry for quite some time, Stephen. You're still a very young man, though, young at heart.
Thank you for that.
But with years of experience and actually, you know, seeing what the culture and the movement around whiskey and the business activity around these particular brands has been locally and abroad. And I'm just quite keen to get, you know, your observations, you know, around the growth, not only of the target market, growth in terms of interest, and even the growth of events like Whiskey Life, which themselves, too, also play a role in contributing to the hospitality and tourism space in South Africa.
So what is absolutely amazing at the moment is we're seeing quite a high number of females that are now interacting with whiskey, which, I mean, a couple of years ago or so to say, whiskey predominantly, I think, there was a niche market. And I think, as I always say, whiskey is for everyone. So at the moment, you're looking at growth in terms of people that are buying in at different price level. Mm-hmm. And I always say whiskey is, there's always one to suit one's budget. So, and some people will turn around and say whiskey is very expensive, but then we always turn around and say you don't have to drink a whole bottle in a day. There's 30 tots in a 750 ml.
Right, exactly. And that is true. We do encourage responsible consumption of alcohol. What I am keen to also make sure, you know, we do discuss is, you know, what those who will be visiting the Whiskey Life 2025 Festival can anticipate, you know, from you and the different brands you've mentioned, specifically Pogues, Jalston, as well as Peaky Blinder. So for anyone who makes their way to your marquee or exhibition stand, what will the experience entail?
Well, I think let me just start off with Peaky Blinder, just to give you a snapshot of what it is. Basically, on the palate, it's a smooth yet full-flavored whiskey, which opens up with rich caramel and vanilla fudge, followed by notes of malted barley dried fruits. It's a gentle spice kick from the sherry cask influence. You know, the balance between the sweetness and spice gives it a warm, robust mouthfeel. You know, the finish is medium to long, lingering oak spice, honey, and a touch of puffy apple.
Geez, would have thought there's so many those sweet flavors in a whiskey, hey? I always find it so intriguing when connoisseurs can actually, you know, talk us through the flavors and the likes, and as you've gone through, you know, quite an interesting list of ingredients. And maybe to jump in there, if I can, Stephen, you know, are there,
sure.
Wine has, oh man, I'm losing the word here, but the connoisseurs of whiskey and the likes, you know, do they go for training? What does it entail? And do they typically partner with yourselves as brand managers to make sure that there's a clear understanding of the contents of the bottle, but the journey it's also been on?
So absolutely. Take me, for example. A couple of years ago when I started in the liquor industry, knew absolutely nothing about whiskey. Mm-hmm. And I went for a couple of courses. And with time, you pick up knowledge. I don't believe, even the whiskey connoisseurs will tell you that you really never stop learning, because each whiskey on its own has different characteristics. And three people could be standing doing a tasting and they'll pick up different tastes or flavors. So we do partner up with influencers and the like, and everybody goes through the training, and, you know, you get to specialize on some of our whiskeys and so forth. So we really make sure that when a person goes and speaks and gives advice or a tasting, like at the Whiskey Live Fest, they absolutely know what they're talking about and able to engage with people from a beginner to someone who's got a very mature palate when it comes to whiskey.
Got you. The word I was looking for was sommelier for wines, but I understand
from wine.
I understand there are whiskey sommeliers too, or is it connoisseur? Which, how do we correctly refer to the to someone?
Connoisseur is the more worldly accepted term.
Fantastic. Okay, we're keeping with that. We'll make sure we come prepared.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. But Stephen, we look forward to seeing you at the Whiskey Live, and of course having so many more of our Kaya Biz listeners experience the brands that you've mentioned and perhaps even become whiskey connoisseurs themselves.
Thank you very much. Before I go, I just want to let anyone who's never been, just to make sure they attend. There's different packages. And I would advise that when people are coming to come and enjoy a dram of either Pogues, Peaky Blinder or Galston, they must just make sure that they have a designated driver. We obviously don't promote drinking and driving, and we want people to drink responsibly and to make sure they get home safely. The venue for Whiskey Live is the Galleria, which is in Cromervaux in Sandton. Absolutely amazing venue. And if anybody is to buy a masterclass ticket, they must remember to rather buy a combo because it allows them into the general access area.
Oh.
So we're excited and we can't wait to see everyone there. There's also a package, a general package. So like I say, look at your budget. Come and enjoy an evening with us. I've met people as far as Grijpbein in the northwest, as well as people to Potchefstroom. So it's going to be an amazing night from the 13th of November to the 15th of November.
Fantastic. Stephen, such a pleasure speaking to you, sir. Looking forward to seeing you then. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. Have a good evening.
Likewise.
Bye.
That's Stephen Thabo Lebile, sales manager and whiskey rep, regional sales manager for Halewood. Now, Halewood is the holding company that has licenses for whiskies like Pogues, Galston and Peaky Blinder. And as you've heard, like many South Africans, he's taken a journey to become a wine connoisseur. So if you want to be one of them and maybe you haven't bought your tickets yet, answer this simple question for me. Given the conversation we had with Stephen, what do you call someone who happens to be an expert in whiskey? We said it a moment ago, but you can join us and, of course, share your feedback on 063-688-0959. What do you refer to, or what is commonly used as a term to refer to someone who is a well-known expert in whiskey? Wine has sommeliers, whiskey has sommeliers too, but we know typically people like referring to them as whiskey connoisseurs. Share your thoughts and share your answer, which I've just given you. If you love whiskey, from single malts to global blends, don't miss Whiskey Live 2025. Experience it from November 13th through to November 15th. Taking place at the Galleria in Sandton. Get your tickets now at whiskeylive.co.za. That's whiskeylive.co.za.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.